Young Man in Mortal Danger at Listerdup. One summer's day in 1946, a drowning accident could have occurred in the North Sea off Rømø. A young Norwegian who was visiting what was then the Rømø Hostel, and now the Dan Hostel, had decided to try to swim from the southwest coast of Rømø to the Lamalegrein sandbank because he thought the bank was part of the island of Sild. But because of the immensely strong current passing through Listerdup, he was dragged by the outbound current, which led him further and further out into the open sea. His friends, who stayed on the beach to watch his attempt, soon realized that he was in danger. Two of them ran as fast as they could for several kilometers to La Kalk to call for help. The lifeboat, Kirkebøt, and the motorized lifeboat from Sild were alerted and set out to search for the Norwegian. The radio station in Esbjerg also contacted the Danish Navy's Coast Guard boat. In the meantime, the Norwegian, who could only be seen as a small dot, managed to fight his way back to the coast of Rømø. After swimming for 2 hours, he reached shore again approximately 2 kilometers north of where he had embarked on his dangerous trip. He was astonished to hear of all the trouble he had caused because he was used to swimming long distances in the Norwegian fjords and had therefore never felt that his life was in danger. But he had to admit that he had never before swam in a place with such a strong current. The Rømø residents, who well know the current conditions in Listerdup, believe, however, that the Norwegian was only saved from drowning because the tide, and thus the current, had just turned when he chose to turn around and swim back to shore.